Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Another day of disruption lies ahead at the airports in the Paris area. With the ADP firefighters still on strike, airports are left with no choice but to make last-minute changes to flights on the eve of the summer holidays. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has recommended cancelling 17% of flights departing from and arriving at Orly and Roissy-Charles de Gaulle airports. The Department of Education has said that it will be filing a complaint as the contents of a History and Geography official national exam was leaked online. The paper is part of the Brevet set of exams that pupils across the country sit when they are 16. The exam will be going ahead today with more than 850,000 students taking it. The subjects SVT and technology are also going ahead today. A number of changes are coming into place today as it is the first of the month. One in particular is that restaurant tickets will be reverting to their policies pre-COVID. So this means that the spending threshold per day is going back to €19 instead of €38, and ticket holders will not be able to spend them on weekends or on bank holidays. The changes in policy had been to support the restaurant trade throughout the pandemic. In Allier, a 27-year-old cold case may just have been solved. The widow of a hunter who was found beheaded in 1995 is now facing charges for murder. The announcement of this major development came yesterday from the local prosecutor. The 55-year-old woman has been placed in pretrial custody. She denies the offences. France has passed on the baton of the presidency of the Council of the EU to the Czech Republic. France has held the rotating responsibility for the past 6 months. The final significant action of its presidency remains granting Ukraine and Moldova official candidate status to join the EU. More than a dozen people were killed in a bombing attack early this morning in Ukraine. A missile was fired from the Black Sea at a building in the Odessa region. Meanwhile, several NATO member states have said they are stepping up military aid to Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has pledged another £1 billion and Joe Biden another $800 million. And finally, today sees the start of the Tour de France. The riders will be gearing up to cover 3,000 kilometres in the next few weeks. This year's tour leaves from Denmark at 4 p.m. today with a time trial of just over 13 kilometres in Copenhagen. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.